skater wanted to risk offending or upsetting a judge. Heather was ready for anything today, totally pumped and eager to work. Mom pulled into the mall parking lot, pausing to look at each of them before opening the door. "I am so proud of you both," she said. "You work so hard."
"Coach McDonald insists on it. We have no choice."
Kevin grinned at Heather, his blue eyes shining.
"Okay, so let's get going."
Heather opened the car door and raced her brother to the mall entrance. Coach greeted them with a grin and a wave and sported a bright red tie. He always wore a pressed white dress shirt and a bright tie when coaching, his trademark. To warm up, to avoid tearing muscles, both Heather and Kevin did their off-ice training, working on calf, thigh, and hip muscles, as well as spine, shoulders, and neck. Flexibility was important, the foundation of all aspects of skating. Stretching and bending 3 or 4 times a day for several minutes at a time was crucial to good skating, something Coach McDonald had instilled in them. So was ballet class, which Heather took from dance instructor Natalie Johnston, along with 3 other girls-only club members. Physical conditioning, the regular scheduled routine of exercise and repetitions, was their protocol. Heather and her brother trained this way without fail each day, except for 1 full rest day per week. In addition to that, 1 other training day was less of a workout day. After the off-ice warm-ups, they laced up their skates and did some hard stroking on the ice, including high-speed skating. The stroking helped develop their upper body strength. Holding arms at a level between the chest and waist, they skated separately for a full 2.5 minutes, the time required for the short program.
"Judges like to watch for drooping arms," Coach McDonald reminded them, "especially toward the final seconds of a program."
Heather knew this to be true. Coach pounded away at certain things during each session. Practicing 4 days a week, every other weekend was spent training in Colorado Springs at the Olympic Training Center, helped strengthen their late jumps and lessen the chance of fatigue happening in the upper body.
"Let's work on your lifts,"
Coach said, skating close to them. He followed them around the rink, spotting them, especially on the armpit lifts. Though they were the easiest group of overhead lifts, Coach liked to play it safe. Today, Heather was going to practice something for the first time. She would spring off the ice into the armpit lift. Once Kevin's arms were completely extended,